This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Guess what?
It's time. Time for 20 questions. No! Time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. He is the editor, the publisher. He takes care of the laundry. He does all the things that are necessary at the headquarters of Talkers Magazine. It's almost as big. The building is almost as big as the Empire State Building.
Bigger.
You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in there. Mm-hmm. And somebody's got to do the laundry. So Michael, being the guy he is, upstanding, let's do it. I'm the boss.
We don't do our own laundry. We do everybody else's laundry, and now I'm going to air some of it out for you.
That's
you
know?
It's dirty laundry.
Right. Who did that? The Standells? Who did that?
Dirty laundry?
Dirty. That was dirty water.
That was the guy from the Eagles.
Don Henley. The guy who died.
Don Henley. No. It was either Don Henley or the other one, you know.
Yeah.
One of the original Eagles died.
Randy Meisner this week. Yeah, Randy Meisner. Yep. All right.
But that was a post-Eagles song, Dirty Laundry. Ooh, I never liked it.
Someday there's going to be a new announcement, by the way, that big rock band that you're involved in.
Oh, yeah.
We got a big one coming out
in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay. All right.
We used artificial intelligence for all the artwork in the song. And it's
did you really, or are you just saying that?
No, seriously.
Really?
Yeah, that's the hook. That's the hook in terms of talking about it on the radio. Otherwise, you know, music, they don't talk about music on the radio. Nobody cares about music on the radio anymore. Radio got rid of music years ago, or at least being the major source of it. But the music video that accompanies the new song that we've done is entirely rendered by artificial intelligence.
Uh-oh.
And the results are fascinating. We'll talk about that another time. Let's get into the survey.
Please.
At number 10, Barbenheimer. What the hell? We didn't write it right here. Barbenheimer. It's Barbenheimer, you dorks.
Okay.
Heads will roll.
The end of the world for some of those.
Speaking of music, the death of a very, very unique creative individual, Sinead O'Connor. At number 9, Global
Turns out
Heat
she was right, you know.
She was right about what?
The Pope.
Well,
there you go.
That's an issue. I have to tell you, I glanced at that headline somewhere today that Sinead O'Connor was right. I don't know if it was in the New York Times or I think it was the New York Times, but I didn't catch the story as to what she was right about.
Let me go to the Times.
And I will do that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But I do remember what I once interviewed Sinead O'Connor.
Did you?
And back in the I think it was either the late 80s or the early 90s, very long time ago. She was at the peak of her currency.
Right.
And a very articulate and fragile young woman.
Very fragile.
I was very gentle with her because she just oozed fragility and, you know.
Yep.
At number 9, the global heat wave. At number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, the UFO hearing.
Yes.
At number at number
not
6.
Not really that way. That's what some people, that's their takeaway. But there's really something going on here. You know it, I know it. There's something going on.
Yeah. Unidentified aerial phenomenon, UAP.
Yep.
There's something going on, but whether or not it's aliens from another planet or dimension, who the hell?
We may have created them. Oppenheimer may have created them, in fact.
That may be true. That may be true. It all started with nuclear testing, as did every science fiction movie in the 50s. Nuclear testing has unleashed a giant dinosaur from the Arctic that is now attacking New York.
Wasn't there an attack tomato, too, that came out of that era? Don't I remember the
attack of the killer tomatoes?
Yeah.
That was considered for a long time. I don't think it has the title anymore, but that was considered for a long time to have the distinction of being the world's worst motion picture. The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. The problem is, it's so bad that it's not fun. It's boring.
Oh, okay. Steve McQueen was in it, I think, wasn't he? I think that was one of the first movies that Steve McQueen was ever in.
No. You're confusing The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes with The Blob. Steve McQueen's first movie was The Blob. And The Blob was a legitimate science fiction movie that is held by connoisseurs of the genre as one of the greats.
Okay.
Even though it's kind of stupid.
Yeah, right. But maybe it was Michael Landon who was in The Killer Tomatoes. One of those guys was in the killer.
Somebody well known was in it.
Yeah, right.
But he soon thereafter he changed his name and had an extreme application of Botox so as not to be noticeable. Mm-hmm. All right, UFO hearings at 7. Illegal immigration is 6. Fed hikes interest rates at 5. That's an interesting story. At number 4, the 2024 presidential race. At number 3, Trump's legal battles that just continue to grow and get more entangled. Biden impeachment inquiry at number 2, which is whatever. And the Hunter Biden case is at number 1. The people on the survey should
hold on just a second. I got to the bottom line. The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, it was a series of attacks perpetrated by tomatoes.
Yeah.
That occurs after one man drinks too much tomato juice made from a killer tomato.
Ah.
There it is. And the boy is gobbled up by a killer tomato. And apparently, this was an inspiration for Steven Spielberg when he made Jaws. So
really? Yep. Oh, so it's an influential film.
Well, I can't see any big names in it though. There are a lot of character actors that were around for a long time, but I don't see any big stars attached to it for some reason.
Most of the big names at that time played the role of tomatoes. They had some very well-known tomatoes in that time, but there hasn't since that movie. There hasn't been one tomato signed to a major film role. That movie ruined it.
There's little tomatoes. What do they call the little tomato? The miniature tomatoes.
They call them grape tomatoes or cherry tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. It's in league with the Kentucky Fried Movie and Airplane. And it was done by someone who is just as good as Mel Brooks and Monty Python, according to this review. You ever wanted to know about that. Okay.
That person is insane. The people that made The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes are in league with Mel Brooks and Monty Python. That's like saying my band is in league with the Beatles.
Well,
maybe we're with the Dave Clark Five, but you know, actually, when I was in the Dave Clark Five, it used to be called the Dave Clark Six. I was in a number of bands back then: Peter Paul, Mary, and Michael Harrison.
Right, Paul, Mary, and
I was in the Chad Mitchell Quartet.
Uh-huh. No, that's right. It was the trio, but
I was even in. If you listen closely to Hallelujah, I was in the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Michael Harrison.
Yeah,
it was one of our best albums. All right, here are the 10 most talked about people. Sinead O'Connor at 10, Greg Abbott at 9, Jerome Powell at 8, Rudy Giuliani. He's unbelievable. At number 7, number 6, Kevin McCarthy. At number 5, Jack Smith. Donald Trump at 4, Mary Ellen Noreika at 3. Joe Biden at 2, and who would ever think we'd see the day when Hunter Biden is number 1 on the survey?
The kitchen cabinet of the Biden administration. All right, so the Rudy Giuliani thing, there is something to that. There's something about him, and you know, all these people sooner or later cop. You notice that?
Okay.
Sooner or later, and that's what's going to happen to Hunter Biden. He thought he had a deal, so he was all set. Judge says, no, nothing, we're not going to give you a deal. So he's going to jail, or he's going to have to cop a plea or something.
Well, he's copped a plea, and the plea has been rejected.
Didn't work.
They want him to have a Tucker plea. You know what I think, in a nutshell, my opinion is that this is the worst thing that could have happened to Donald Trump. Even though the Republicans and the MAGA people are thrilled that Hunter Biden might get his, it takes away the issue that it's one-sided and that
They're both crooks.
Yeah, and they're both getting theirs. And, right. and they're both getting theirs. In other words, Trump can't say, well, you know, look at Hunter Biden. He's getting away scot-free, and they're coming. No, Hunter Biden is somewhat of a sacrificial lamb now so that they could proceed on Trump. But Trump doesn't seem to get it yet. He will.
Yeah, sooner or later. Well, he's too busy. He points his finger at everybody else to deflect attention away from his own stuff.
And he blames them for things that he does.
Right, exactly. And this, and the sycophants, or whatever you want to call them, that follow him, and, you know, again, to wit, I could kill somebody in the main street of New York and people would still vote for me. Yeah, you know, that kind of
still exists to a certain degree. I don't think there is as many of them as there were.
No,
but,
no, that's gone. Yeah. Speaking of things that are gone, how much weight have you lost this week, this month, this year? You have a target in terms of how much you want to lose? I always, in the summertime, set a target of 5, 6, 7 pounds. It's not a lot. And with the help of Calitrin and the weather and all the things that I do activity-wise, the weight goes away. The reason that I like Calitrin is because it keeps it from coming back if you use it according to the way you are told by the counselors to use it. You can go to toploss.com, which is the site for all the information about Calitrin, this fabulous weight loss success story or stories. Millions of people have used this product over the last 26 years. 86% success rate. What's the secret to their success? Well, it's the way they handle people, the way they help you, the actual ingredients, number one there. But it's a combination of things, frankly, that you'll experience when you go to toploss.com. That's what I suggest you do. You want to find out how this works? All natural. Questions galore. Feel free to check in. The people that you hear, like Elizabeth Miller, who's on all the time talking about this, you can actually talk to her. She'll help you out a whole lot. And there's lots to be gained by losing, if you know what I mean. Gain your health, feel better, be better with Calitrin. Lose weight the natural way. Go to toploss.com and use the discount code Doug. You get the Christmas and July BOGO deals and also free shipping at toploss.com.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with my very good friend Michael Harrison. Friendships last. I learned how to spell friend in the fourth grade. Alice Scipione was my fourth grade teacher. I was having a tough time with neighbor way, I and E and all that stuff that we all.
Yeah.
So she said to me, because I was always misspelling friend, she said, friend, just remember this, a friend is a friend till the end. So friend ends with E and D, end of story, don't have any confusion anymore. And I also don't have any confusion about who my friends are. And you and I have become very good friends. I mean, it sounds, if you listen to us on the air, it sounds like, you know, we could do this every day. Matter of fact, that's
the radio industry won't let us.
Say what again?
Unfortunately, the radio industry doesn't want it.
We thought it was a good idea, but yeah.
I'm kidding, folks. We could do anything we want. But right. I learned how to pronounce friend in high school.
How do you
Frond? My boss, right. Frond.
Yeah.
You're my boss, Frond, Doug.
Okay, I remember that. At some point. Let's go to some political names. So we've gone through the Hunter Biden and the Trump stuff, but lurking just below the top 10 are the fate of the fossils. And that would be Mitch McConnell, whose health is something that's concerning a lot of people this week, and so is the health of Dianne Feinstein, who seemed to have lost her grip on reality this week publicly again. So is this something that becomes a thing when you look at older folks, the disrespect? Am I being disrespectful? I'm older, too. You're older. So are we smart enough to know when to throw our towels in? Perhaps that's
a very interesting subject. Very, very interesting subject. And yes, it is at number 11. And actually today, the end of the week when we put this all together, it would be higher. People are talking about this.
Yeah.
That is, should there be a limitation on how old or how many terms a person serves in the Congress? Because we do have term limitations for the presidency, and we do have term limitations for certain governorships, mayoral positions, etc. You know, where is that fine line between admiring somebody for carrying on into their 80s and beyond, the 70s and 80s, and having them be a detriment to the public good, that they're not capable of doing their job?
Mm-mm.
And I think you got to judge it on an individual level, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that was a terrible moment watching Mitch McConnell freeze up. It was haunting and scary.
Yeah. There, but for the grace of God, go all of us.
Exactly. Yep. It could happen to a young person, too.
Yes.
But, I don't know. Do you think Trump and Biden really are impaired by their age in terms of...
I'm not sure Trump is. I know, I feel in my gut that Biden is really a dangerous. And is more dangerous because of who's vice president, who's a complete useless nothing. And so... You know, but this is a creation of the Democratic National Committee. Joe Biden, it was a trumped-up winner. Pardon the use of Trump here, but it was, he was pushed into that slot in the Carolinas when they, it was primary time. They just decided the people, and the Democrats are, I don't know, worse, whatever, or better at this, depending on your point of view, at running things than the Republican hierarchy is. The Republicans have too many mavericks. You think the Republican hierarchy wants Donald Trump? Of course they don't. But they can't do anything about it. But with the Democratic Party, their hierarchy, they found the perfect foil in Joe Biden. And that's, you know, that's kind of the difference. But anyway, and it's an itchy situation, no question about it. 28 after here on Good on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A hearing is set to resume today in Michigan as prosecutors push for a school shooter to get life in prison. Ethan Crumbly pleaded guilty last year to all charges in the killing of four students at Oxford High School in 2021. He was 15 years old at the time of the massacre and could only be sentenced to life in prison without parole at the discretion of a judge. Lawyers for the suspect accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students are trying to get their client's indictment dismissed. In a court filing this week, Brian Koberger's attorney made the request on the grounds that the grand jury was misled as to the standard of proof required for an indictment. His team also said that they plan to introduce evidence showing he had an alibi on the night of the killings. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated on this TGIF, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Thanks here. This is the real thing, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Other people imitate us, but they can't hack it. Michael Harrison is the undisputable king of information when it comes to News Talk Radio. It's his life. He lives it. He breathes it. He hears it. He touches it. He uses all five of his senses and maybe even the sixth sense to figure out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Charts published every week at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. We were focused on this judge who basically KO'd the Hunter Biden deal. Her name is Mary Ellen Noriega. And so I was looking around at other judges. This is a great conversation to have with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our legal authority. One of the things that's happened this week was a judge in New York managed to turn some things around. There had been three men, I don't know if you remember this, Michael, or not, three men who were convicted of terrorism. There was a sting created or conducted, but as it turns out, it was created by the FBI to get these guys who weren't really guilty, but they trumped up the charges. Again, I apologize for the use of the term. But they sent her to prison, and now they have been freed because the judge says the sentences were harsh and unjust. And the reason that she did it is because the FBI's role in radicalizing these people, basically, they hatched a plot. Supposedly, these guys were going to blow up some synagogues, even were charged with blowing, with attempting to shoot down National Guard planes. And so this was the Newburgh Four from 10, 12 years ago. They were easily manipulated, said the judge. They were petty criminals who were caught up in something of a scheme set about by overzealous FBI agents and a dodgy informant who proved, this is why the judge, Colleen McMahon is her name, said in her ruling this week, she said the worst of all of this was that the informant had been someone apparently sleeping with one of the FBI agents. I mean, this is a perfect movie here, except that it was true. So she said the men had requested a release based on compassion. The lawyers, look, these guys weren't capable of anything. They just were not that smart. They were dumb enough to be able to be entrapped by the FBI. This is the government at its worst, and it happens over and over and over again. What are we going to do? Maybe this is the beginning of something with these guys, and the judge is standing up to what the deals are that are made, good or bad. These guys had no more business being in jail for this so-called plot than you and I would have been, Michael. It's damning to the system.
Yeah, anyway. Well, it's problematic when innocent people are found guilty, and the American system.
Trumped up charges, the overzealous FBI or other.
Well, any police organization can be overzealous, and yep. I think everyone on occasion happens to be that way in their effort to apprehend criminals or to appease the pressure of the politicians and the media to come up with suspects and convict them.
Yeah,
they need convictions.
Yeah,
I mean, haven't you watched cop dramas? I mean, this is
Law and Order all the time.
Yeah,
FBI, all the time.
Yeah, so
Chicago
it is,
PD. Yeah,
it this is not a situation that there's one side or the other. We have to constantly strike a balance. We need police.
Unfortunately, we
need police.
Yep.
But we also need to have systems in place to protect ourselves from the police.
Yeah, right.
It's a balance.
Yeah. It's like anything else, good people on the air, bad people on the air. So to sort of frame the reference of our information, people ask me all the time, where do I get my info? I have 14 or 15 different sources that I go to. Most of them are off the main line, shall we say. Most of them are side pieces or side delivery methods for information. Although I do look at the New York Times every day, the Washington Post, the LA Times, Boston Globe, they're all pretty much the same because they all are owned by, either similar thinkers or people who are, connected. The Boston Globe's owned by the New York Times, so you see the same thing in there all the time. And it's always the headline about new charges against Donald Trump. That's what the heralding hallmark of the Times newspapers today is all about, as usual, getting Donald Trump, because they've become either manipulative or manipulated. Which do you think it is, Michael? Is the Trump the manipulator? Is the Times the manipulator, or are they being manipulated?
Both.
Talk radio host, same thing.
It's an eat or be eaten world. It's a manipulate or be manipulated world.
Mm-hmm.
As I get older and hopefully wiser, I become even more astonished by the level of wild rhetoric and verbal and intellectual battles, not to mention physical ones, that go on among us humans. It's outrageous.
And it continues. So an example also of that, if you want to carry it one step further, is the way the news media is so irresponsible when it comes to things like the weather situation. Number 9 on our chart this week, the global heat wave. July, on track to be the hottest month globally since record keeping began, which is always the caveat, because the records didn't start really until the 1870s, the 1880s. So before that, there was no weather. Before that, none of this happened. Yeah, how much nonsensical that is. The folks at NOAA have done 40, 50, 60 feet cores into the surface of the Earth to see what the weather was like, because the Earth continues to relayer itself. It covers up what was there before. You know that's what archaeology is all about. So you go back, and what they find out in the core is these sorts of things that are going on now have happened thousands of times over the history of the planet. So why do we let ourselves get so worked up? Is it just another one of those things to work ourselves up about?
It might be. And the word there is might. I don't know for sure. You never know if this time around it might be something else.
Yeah.
But
right.
but you said one thing that really is the takeaway. The media has to reinvigorate its sense of responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the heat is, the Northeast. You and I are in the Northeast. Pretty hot today. We're doing this program at the end of the week. Let's see here. Dangerous heat in the Southeast. It's been going on for a while there. So what's the government doing about the heat? This is the answer. This is the great thing about doing a news talk radio program. There's so many different directions you can go in. So this sounds like a legitimate corner of conversation here. The Labor Department announces they're going to increase heat safety inspections in construction and agricultural workers. That is, the government's going to check to see how these workers are being treated. Are they vulnerable? Are they being abused because they're out working in the heat? And so, at least as far as the farm is concerned, how do you get the vegetable? Oh, instead of having people, we're going to get robots. That'll fix it. There's no more problem, right?
Have you, on your farm, and for people that don't know, Doug is a farmer as well as a broadcaster, do you have robots now working in place of people? And how do you deal with the heat? Do you whip them or do you spray them?
No, neither. None of all of the above. No robots on my farm. The people, we have we're a very close-knit set of, we've been together for years, we're a family. So I make sure that we have cases of water, bottles of water, in ice chests. So if they happen to be out, like we were preparing the circuses on the farm this weekend, it was hot yesterday, we were working out in the field, all of us, and so we had this keg of water that everybody grabs, and sometimes they sit under a tree and they drink the water, or they pour it down their back or on their shirt or whatever it is. There are a lot of people on some of these big, huge they're not farms, they're factories. And they have all these people out there, and they're sweat. But that's been the case for years, forever, since people had to work in the fields. You're being moderately facetious, but you aren't.
I'm giving you an opportunity to talk about this subject from the perspective of your knowledge. You're knowledgeable about this. You've been running a farm for years, and you have a first-hand thumbnail experience with whether or not it is hotter and hotter and hotter, or it's always been that.
I'm going to tell you a story, and then we have to pause. When I was young, I can remember this day like it was yesterday. I was probably 28, 29, and I was haying in a field that I just mowed, as a matter of fact, the other day. This is 50 years ago. I'm on a Farmall M on the rake on the side hill of a four-acre field. It was 111 degrees, and I had no cover. I had nothing. I put canopies on all my tractors now to keep the sun off the people driving the tractors, but nothing then. I remember not ever being hotter at any time in my life than I was that day. From that day to this, I've never been as hot as I was that day. It was 111 degrees, and nobody was doing the same kind of finessing of the story, if you will, as we see today. It was just hot. And yes, you're right. I've been around cows all my life. I've been out of doors. Most of the good weather I spend as much time outside as I can, working on the farm. It's good for me in lots of different ways. It's good for most of the people if they take care of themselves who are working, because it's good physical activity. It's just good.
Well, is it getting hotter? Is it?
No.
Do you?
No. I don't think it's getting any hotter at all. I think it's the same as it was. There are ups and downs. If you look at the charts, we've only had 2 days of temperatures in the 90s this month in New England. Two. And last year we had 12. And 20 years ago, the records go back. I was looking at someone in the evening news. Back in 69, there were 23 days that were over 90 in July.
Right.
So come on. Yeah.
Remember, you know. Hey, hot town, summer in the city.
That
was
right
in the 60s. People related to it.
Right.
You make a very good point. You make a very good point. There are statistics, though, but they can be manipulated.
Of course they can.
So it's interesting.
Yeah. All right. Let's pause for a moment. I want to find out what's going on in Talkers Magazine. The latest from Michael on the Talkers at Talkers.com. Hold on right after this.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
One of the things that people trust about Talkers Magazine, if you're interested in the talk radio business, you'll find out what's going on in all the ancillary related fields. And so there's a big story in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com this week about the AM radio bill.
Yeah.
You want to talk a little about...
Well, it's gotten past the Commerce Committee, and it's moving on to the Senate, and it's a bipartisan bill that would force, at least for the near future, automobile manufacturers to have AM radios in their cars. You know, that issue is a ongoing political and industrial issue, and it's a media issue, and it's a communications issue.
Yeah.
So we talk about that, and that's something that is continuing, and of course the hottest topics. I do find that, you know, we are a trade publication. We are designed for people in the industry, but a lot of the real devoted fans of talk media and talk radio like to know what's going on behind the scenes, and it's all there at Talkers.com.
Lots of media personality stories. I just find it very interesting, the things that we have in common and some of the things we don't have in common.
We just celebrated our 33rd anniversary.
God bless you.
33 years.
Right. And you and I have been there together since the beginning. Thank you very much. Okay, Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the countdown to 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Ah, yes, for the old timers in the crowd, Mitch McConnell was a big fan of this, and so was Feinstein. And Chuck was. I don't know that I really ever was, frankly. But it made history for lots of different reasons. So why are we celebrating with the music, Chuck, here from...
Twofold. Believe it or not, Norman Lear's birthday yesterday, creator of this show.
90-something?
101.
God, love the guy.
And today is the birthday of Sally Struthers, who played Gloria on the Family. She turned 76. Actually, 76.
Yeah, how's that happen?
Not that old.
And what'd she call her husband? Meatball?
Meathead.
Meathead.
What an amazing show. But think of this. Norman Lear, All in the Family, Maud, Jefferson's, Good Times, One Day at a Time.
Yep.
Like to do cutting-edge humor, very, very edgy, with a very strong social message.
What do you think?
Really good.
What would happen if Mel Brooks got together with him?
That'd be a good combination.
Oh, wouldn't it be great? Oh,
they're both going pretty strong.
Yep. All right. So Oppenheimer's grandson says that the poison apple scene, and I wouldn't have understood this except I saw the movie last night, now I know what he's talking about, that didn't really happen. And you wonder how much license there was with
all the other things.
Yeah, right. I thought
so what do you think?
I thought it was a very compelling movie. I recognized this guy, but I didn't recognize his name. I mean, he's been around, the guy who plays Oppenheimer, he's been around for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that the fact that Emily
Blunt
was in it, and the role she played, I thought in many ways she stole the show. I thought Matt Damon was playing against type and was very good. Certainly Robert Downey Jr. played against type. You had to look at him four or five times before you realized it was him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the story, the subplot, there are several different plots here that are important to understanding what the movie is all about. Not only that.
So it held your attention the entire 3 hours.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, you know, it's interesting. I didn't realize this until I read it yesterday. The last past weekend when Bobby... and Oppenheimer, Rule of Roost. That was the biggest box office weekend in 15 years. That is very impressive. And I do believe it is a
hopefully it's a sign
a shot
times.
To the yeah. bow. Audiences telling studios that they want a different type of product into the marketplace, and I do think it'll create change.
Let's go back to stories.
Really good thing. Go back to stories.
Yeah,
got to have more than just the superhero and the big action movie.
Yeah.
You need to have a much more diverse pipeline of genres. I mean, this week I'll give you an example. This week in movie history, I think it was 1989. Or in the early night, Sleep in Seattle came out. Right? They don't make movies like that anymore.
Great movie. Well, they made two of them that were just the same because one of them was successful. Then they made another one. It was the same thing with the same stars. You just had a different
title. But you got
mail.
It did well too.
Yeah, it was a sweet story. Yeah, it's. I think
I look back at it like maybe my favorite Julia Roberts movie was Notting Hill. I love that movie.
Ah, what a great movie!
Great movie. I mean, great script, good star power. Very appealing, funny, very involving. And then for some reason, the studio head said, let's not make movies like that anymore. If you don't, if you don't fly around in a cape, we don't want to do. I don't know at what point in their logic did they get to that road. It just makes no, it makes absolutely no sense the direction they went in.
All right, so there's nothing coming out this weekend, right?
There is. Disney's Haunted Mansion opens nationwide, but it's going to have some tough sledding. It's going to probably do around $30 million, which is still a good opening weekend. But Barbie and Oppenheimer are going to continue to be one and two in a big time.
And there'll be people going to see Indiana Jones, and certainly people seeing Mission Impossible. That holds on.
Here's an interesting story I want to bounce off you. This TV show Suits, which ended its run on USA 4 years ago, right?
Yep, great show.
Netflix got the rights to it, started streaming it. It is the most popular show ever streamed now on Netflix.
Yeah, it's a great show. If they were smart, they'd bring it back.
Here's a question, considering this the actor strike. How much is this cast getting for these results?
Yeah. Yeah.
3.1 billion minutes watched of Suits on there. I think this rating system is ridiculous, but I just like to know how many eyeballs.
Be a place for Meghan Markle to go back to if they redo it after she gets divorced from.
She's actually very appealing on that show.
Yeah, she is. I think Hagel was appealing.
Yes, it's a good show.
It was a very good show. Yep.
I agree.
All right. That's good to know. I didn't know that.
This is what I like about streaming. Older shows being discovered.
Rediscovered. All right, Chuck, a good man. Thank you. Talk to you on Monday with box office totals from the weekend. It's now 59 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.